ओम शांति। बाबा के आने में केवल 2 घंटे बाकी हैं और हम सब इतनी आवाज में आ रहे हैं, कृपया सभी हॉल में शांति पूर्वक अपनी अव्यक्त स्थिति बना करके
में
छोटी सी अवस्था में ही आपको ईश्वरीय ज्ञान एक पुस्तक के द्वारा मिला। 1968
योग
की गहराई,
ही हैज टेकन द सस्टेनेंस ऑफ बाबा एंड मामा।
ओम शांति मीडिया के में लेखों के द्वारा आपने अनेक,
ही राइट्स मेनी आर्टिकल्स एंड ही बेनिफिट्स मेनी।
भारत से बाहर विदेश में कई देशों में जाके,
नॉट ओनली इन भारत बट अब्रॉड ऑल्सो ही गोस एंड कंडक्ट बट्टी
प्रोग्राम में भी कई भाई बहनों,
ही इज ऑल्सो गिविंग हिज प्रोग्राम इन द टीवी चैनल।
ज्ञान सरोवर पांडव भवन शांति वन में आप भंडारे की सेवा,
ही लुक्स आफ्टर द किचन इन पांडव भवन ज्ञान सरोवर एंड शांति वन।
मैं कहूंगी आत्म के परमात्म के भिन्न भिन्न समान दिलाते
ब्रदर सूरज,
समान दिलाते
गिव्स
साकार
डिफरेंट सेल्फ रिस्पेक्ट,
साकार माया आकार निराकार तक सोपान चढ़ाते, निराकार तक सोपान
एंड यूनाइट्स द सोल एंड द सुप्रीम सोल। ही हिमसेल्फ ऑलवेज रिमेन्स इन स्पिरिचुअल इंटॉक्सिकेशन, ही इज द सिनर ऑफ द डिस्कस ऑफ सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन एंड मेक्स अदर्स टू डू सो।
ब्राह्मणों की याद जुटाते, अटूट स्नेह याद
जुटाते,
बच्चों को
गिव्स द नॉलेज ऑफ द सोल एंड द सुप्रीम सोल इन वेरियस वेज।
अव्यक्त मिलन की सुंदर सहज तैयारी,
एंड ही हैज मेक एंड ही मेक्स अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल प्रिपरेशन टू मीट गॉड। ही गिव्स सॉल्यूशन टू द प्रॉब्लम, सूरज।
ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
सब बोलते जरा ओम शांति।
एवरीवन से ओम शांति।
और सिक्योरिटी वाले जरा बैठ जाएं मेरे सामने से, सबको बैठा दो। हम सभी अब अपने प्राणी
We will all now welcome our most beloved father who is the ocean of knowledge, the bestower of happiness. We will welcome him amidst us. Are you all ready to welcome Baba? Raise your hand those who are ready.
आप इस सभा को अलौकिकता से भरपूर,
यू विल मेक दिस गैदरिंग
दिव्यता से भरपूर,
अलौकिक वन
ऐसा माहौल
फिल्ड विद डिविनिटी
के बाबा को परम धाम छोड़ने के लिए,
सो दैट बाबा अंडर कंपल्शन हैज टू लीव हिज सुप्रीम अबोर एंड कम टू दिस लैंड। We will pull him with a string of love and for a very long time, that is for 3 to 4 hours, we will forget this world in his love and we will continue to shower God's love on everyone. So first of all, we begin with we invoke beloved Bab Dada. We'll go to the subtle world. We will invite him. And with a lot of love, we say, Baba, come. We are your beloved children. We are ready to meet you. Now let us all go to the subtle world. And let our intellect be taken towards the Supreme Abode. Let us focus our intellect on Shiv Baba. He is the great light. He is our God friend. The Almighty Authority. The Son of Knowledge. We with a true heart will give him the invitation. Oh, the life giver, we your beloved children, with a lot of love are invoking you. You leave your land and come to us. By hearing our invitation, the Son of Knowledge is descending down. Look at him descending down. He has come to the subtle world. He entered the subtle body of Father Brahma. Now both are descending down. They are the divine angels. The Son of Knowledge on the forehead is spreading his rays and coming via the sky. He has now come in front of us. Bab Dada is in front of me. He is giving drishti. And Baba placed his hand of blessing on my head. He continues to give drishti. And goes back to his land.
सभी अपने श्रेष्ठ भाग्य को देखकर
all of you look at your elevated fortune and become happy.
हमारे नैन सरस्ते थे
our eyes
इंतजार करते
are anticipating to find the father to look at the father the eyes are thirsty to look at him for whom we were thinking to meet so that our devotion of many births would become successful he himself is coming to meet us today
संसार में सभी लोग इस अज्ञान अंधकार में सोए हैं
The worldly people are sleeping in the darkness of ignorance and all of us are experiencing God's love here. We'll all together create a thought. Who is coming to meet me? And to whom he will meet? The one whom he will meet, those are great souls. And the one who is meeting, his praise is infinite. We will now stabilize ourselves in this elevated thought, because only those can experience God's love, those who stay in their self-respect. Those who stabilize themselves in the soul conscious stage. So especially now, everyone will pay attention. You all have taken your time and have come here to take complete bliss of this meeting. You will all fill yourselves with a spiritual power. And so it depends as how much one is concentrated and it depends on how much we fill ourselves with God's love, how much we fill ourselves with spiritual intoxication when we sit here. This meeting also depends on what effort one has done in his entire life, how much one has become humble throughout his life, how much one has done service selflessly. Everyone definitely does service, but a selfless service. Selfless service means I don't need anything. How much one has made oneself pure. So once again,
यही ज्ञान का सार,
योगी बनो ज्ञानी बनो, योगी जीवन है प्यारा, योगी जीवन है प्यारा, योगी जीवन है प्यारा।
तो पूरी तरह एकाग्र हम सभी,
we will all become concentrated completely. Love concentrates the mind. We for many births have loved God. And He is coming today to give the return of love. Those who have come for first time, let you all know this truth. Baba is coming to give the return of love of many births. He will give drishti and shower His love on us. We have love for the one who has given us new life, the one who has shown us the right path. So everyone remember today's Murli. Who made you sorrowful? There are scientists, they have forgotten this. As who made one sorrowful? The one who liberates us from five vices. How much we have to love Him. He has become the boatman of our life. He is taking the boat across which was sinking. So now everyone will think, the one who has given us new life, how much we have to remember Him. Look at the present situation. The world is filled with sorrow and unhappiness extremely. The storms in the mind are coming one after the other. There are natural calamities everywhere. Everyone are becoming very cautious. We also have to save ourselves. And we also have to help the world by giving our vibrations. So today we will be lost in His remembrance. The one who has given true happiness of the mind, the one who showed the path towards righteousness. The worldly people are continuing to forget as how to remain happy. They are only having temporary happiness. We are thankful to Baba. He came not like a God. You all are Baba's children who are sitting here. Baba comes in His family. Let us feel this. He doesn't come as a God. He has left His form of God in the Supreme Abode. He being the ocean of love, He has come to give us His belongingness. So He is great. Everyone should bring this truth in one's life. God is not one who is sitting far away. God is not He to whom we should have fear to. God is He who showers love on us. He comes to fill love within us. So now everyone will sit like a king in the center of the forehead. Consider yourself to be a shining star. Let it be seen very clearly. I am the master son of knowledge, a very bright star, seated on the center of the forehead, I am self-sovereign, I am a master, I am a king. Forehead is my throne. The rays of powers which are emitting through me is being spread in all the four corners. I, the soul, am the master of this body. I have entered in this body. I have incarnated in the body. I am the master of the mind and intellect. Now let us speak to our mind. Oh, my mind, now become peaceful. Now we will speak to our intellect. Oh, my intellect, now become focused and focus on Baba's love. In this life, the most beautiful and the most simple thing is Baba is mine. The word is so simple. Baba has simplified large things. Baba is mine is very simple. That means the one who is God is mine. We have to increase this belongingness. We will now go into the depth of it. The one who is Almighty Authority is mine. The one who reforms, the one which is spoiled, is mine. The bestower of fortune is mine. Now we need not sing, oh God, your almighty authority, you are the one who reform everything. But we have to come in this feeling that he is mine. And let us realize, let us do accept. We'll all pay attention here. The father who reforms, will his words be spoiled? So remember these words. Bring intoxication to yourself. The one whose father himself is the bestower of fortune, will he write the fortune of his children more or less? He has given the rights to his children to write the fortune. Once whose father himself is the bestower of fortune, there is no lack in the fortune of their children. So now we have to come in this intoxication. My Baba is the bestower of fortune. The spoiled fortune will become an elevated fortune. My Baba is almighty authority. He is the bestower of liberation. Will come in this intoxication, and now we will be getting rid of all the waste and negativities. So in order to make the yoga easy, we will increase this feeling that he is mine. It's not a small thing. We used to call God, he is mine. And special attention, we all benefit in our life, and that is, he is for me. He is mine. We will take this words in depth, and it's very simple. Just as the mother and father are there for their children, everybody knows about everyone's life. No matter how much the mother is ill, the child is hungry, the temperature is 105, there is a lot of illness, even then the mother prepares food for the children. No matter how much hard work the parents do, but they still love their children. We have to expect that God, my Baba, is for me now. He doesn't want to see that his children are crying or weeping or becoming sorrowful or becoming unhappy. Baba is ready always to help his children, and we children have to take the benefit of it. Let us write the slogan for ourselves that God is content and God is for me, and he is mine, and he is always ready sitting to help me. I only have to connect myself to him, and we have to take benefit from it. Let us note this in our mind. When God is giving his companion, and if not now we take the benefit of it, when we continue to ask for help from him on the path of devotion, how will he help it? So we now have to open our mind, open our intellect, make our intellect pure. The one which I will now share is very important to all Baba's new children as well as old children. Baba has given very beautiful knowledge to us, and he is continuing to give us. Intellect is the third eye of wisdom. Our intellect is the power of wisdom to us. So you will all pay attention to what I am saying. We we have to make this Baba's knowledge as our power of wisdom. Everyone have received knowledge and are receiving. But those souls who will change this knowledge into the power of wisdom, this wisdom will go along with him for birth after birth. Wisdom means essence of knowledge. The one who keeps this knowledge in their intellect, that will become the essence, the wisdom. So this is a very important thing to make the intellect elevated at this time. And so Baba is for me. Baba is for us. Whenever we call him, he will come running to help us. We have heard the stories in the scriptures. And the elephant was caught by the crocodile. And God saw this. And it is shown that Lord Vishnu came barefoot running to save the elephant. So God, Baba, what not he can do for his children. So we have to take this golden opportunity. Baba is for us. So for some time, we will now once again experience Baba's power. I am a great soul. Let us sit in this intoxication. When God's vision falls onto this world, when he starts searching for the souls who are of his use, when he feels that these souls are very powerful and peaceful, his vision falls on us. Let us feel this in our inner mind, that I am the great soul of this land. God himself has selected me for his great task. The Almighty Authority in the Supreme Abode, let us now focus our intellect up above. The infinite rays are emitting from him. The entire Brahmalok is filled with those powerful rays. His bright rays are coming down, and the fountain of powers are being showered on me. It is as if the shower of powers falling on me. Thank you.
एक बात आप सभी को विशेष रूप से कहना चाहता हूँ। संगम युग पर चलते चलते
I want to share some special thing with all of you. Teachers should know that students will definitely ask this question whilst walking in this confluence age. The cycle of 5000 years have reached the stage. All those who have performed sinful actions and whoever is having bad sanskars, that has begun to increase, and therefore there is the increase of mental illness in the coming years, and in every year you will come to know the medical science, the doctors, they will lift their hand up above and they will say, we can't do anything. Even now they are saying, there are many brothers and sisters who come to me, they come with the illness that doctors have said that there are no other methods to get rid of these illness. There are no inventions in the medical sciences. So these are the sinful actions performed birth after birth in the past. And therefore everyone should know that this is the final moment. And this is the stage where we have to have a very powerful stage of yoga. We have to use this time, we have to benefit this time. But what's happening in the world? There are increase of circumstances. There are no peace of mind. One doesn't get a good sleep at night. There are no happy relationships. There is no love in the relationship. There are only fluctuations. There are so many upheavals. There are enemies entering the home. So everything is increasing day by day. You will think that it will become less, but it will not become less, but it will do increase. And therefore I am requesting all of the brothers and sisters, in order to save ourselves from this iron age upheavals, at home, at least three times, have to have a very powerful stage of yoga. When you listen to Baba's words, sit in remembrance for 8 hours, one's mind rejects that point. And so I want to take up this simple matter. Amrit Vela, one can experience a great deal and can have the powerful stage of yoga throughout the day, three times a day. Maybe early in the morning at Amrit Vela, after the Murli class. So you will have to spread the vibrations of peace in the surrounding and in the atmosphere and at home. And at home, you will also have to spread the vibrations of purity. And in the evening hours, you will have to spread the vibrations of power. You all know the methods. By doing this, the mind becomes concentrated. And the vibrations at home will become beautiful and powerful. The vibrations where is powerful, the atmosphere itself becomes beautiful and powerful, and all the sins get absolved. You all have to remember Baba's beautiful version. And the slogans are written, let the stage be elevated, then the circumstances are nothing. And the basis to have an elevated stage is the self-respect. We have to make a beautiful plan for ourselves so that we easily will have the experiencing of the self-respect throughout the day, and our stage will become elevated and the circumstances will disappear. If the human being confuses himself in the circumstances, and then it becomes very difficult to come out of those circumstances. So we will practice the self-respect and we receive Baba's help from that. Whenever you invoke Baba, Baba is ready to help. We have to put aside all the negativities and waste and continue to take everything from Baba, whatever He has come to give us. I'm only talking about the rays of power. In your homes, in the business center, in the factory, maybe you're a big officer, or anywhere, wherever you stay, you will have to spread the vibrations of power. Stabilize yourself in the soul conscious stage. I, the soul, I am Master Almighty Authority. I am filled with godly powers. I am seated on the center of the forehead. The rays of powers are emitting through me on all the four sides. Look at the Supreme Soul in the Supreme Abode. The great light is sparkling in the Brahmalok. His rays of powers are emitted on all the four sides of the world. Now these rays of power are showered on me. The godly power is being merged within me. There are many who are the first timers. Baba will come amidst us, leaving His Supreme Abode. We will have to take the full benefit of His presence. No matter how long Baba stays, just as the song is played, Baba is invoked. Baba sometimes comes quickly. We, with a lot of love, will invoke Baba through the mind, constantly calling him out. Oh, the life giver. Oh, my God friend, leave your abode and come down. And you'll also see that Baba comes down running for the children. Lakhs of Baba's children will remember Baba today. And there is a pull from Baba. And Baba, with his beautiful drishti and loveful drishti, will come down. We will invoke Baba with lot of love and also feel that Baba's powerful rays are falling on me. Baba will descend down, will have this beautiful vision. The Son of Knowledge, the Almighty Authority, spreading his powers, is descending down. So until Baba come, we will take the bliss out of it. And when Baba comes in the midst of us, we will focus our intellect towards Baba. Baba is sitting in the forehead of Dadi, and Baba, the Almighty Authority, the ocean of love, is amidst us. So he is ours. So he is coming to meet us. Baba gives drishti. And when giving drishti, and they will have a very beautiful experience, who will focus themselves on Baba. Baba is looking everyone from now. The one who is sitting behind in the hall, Baba first looks at them. The one who is sitting in the forefront, Baba looks to them later on. So no one should get the thought that Baba is not seeing me. So now we will have a beautiful thought in the mind. The same one is sitting in front of me, the one whom I was searching for birth after birth. Baba is the one who loves us so much. He is the one who fulfills all our desires. He is the same one who used to help us on the path of devotion. So now we will make ourselves lost in Baba's remembrance. We will listen to Baba's version. Whatever Baba will say, we will take us those points within ourselves. We will make ourselves content. The eyes are very thirsty to see him. Today we will see him completely and satisfy ourselves. And a very beautiful thing to share today, those Baba's children who have come for the first time or to the second time will have determination of purity. We will promise Baba, Baba, you have come. I will obey whatever you say and elevate my fortune. You have given the order of remaining pure to maintain purity. So from now, I will maintain purity. So do everyone accept this? If you accept this, please raise your hand. With a honest mind, we will promise Baba and we will not break this promise. The one who will maintain the promise, Baba always will be with them. Today we will donate our weaknesses and we will take some great blessings from Baba. We will have this great inculcation for ourselves for always. So today we will have this good wish that let this meeting of today has become memorial. So now once again, we will welcome him, the one who is coming to give a lot of love. We will now concentrate ourselves and sit beneath Baba's power of love.